It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Elliot Shore Parks with us for Tuesdays with Elliot. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Was what Cam Newton said about Jalen Hurts fair or unfair? 84.8% say unfair. Elliot, did you think it was fair or unfair?
So I think Jalen should be in the top 10. So I would say unfair.
That's the part that's the real unfair part.
What about the rest of what
he
said?
The rest of what he was saying.
So refresh my mind on what he said
a
little bit.
So he essentially said it's hard to rank him because of he is asked to not lose the game rather than go win the game. And he said the other guys like Lamar or Josh Allen always have to be excellent, and Jalen doesn't. He only has to be good. And he said, so it is hard to rank him that way.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Now, I would argue being asked not to lose the game is being asked to win the game, but I understand what he's saying.
Yeah. There's a difference.
Look, as someone that is obviously on the pro Jalen side, I don't think our side needs to push back on the idea that the talent helps him. The talent helps him. It does. The fact that he is with the Eagles helps him. But what should also be pointed out is all of the great quarterbacks have had talent. So when people try to make the argument, well, it's not just because of the talent. It is mostly because of the talent. He's a great player, but also he has a great offensive line. He has gotten pretty much the best possible outcome out of this talent.
Yeah. But here's what I would say to that, and here's why people push back against it, because the other greats don't get knocked for it. Peyton Manning didn't win with no talent.
I agree with you on this.
If anybody, Tom Brady did. So he's the fair argument. That's why he's also the GOAT. But Joe Montana had the greatest receiver of all time. Mm-hmm. Roger Craig, Tom Rathman, Brent Jones, Ronnie Lott, Charles Haley. Like, these are all Hall of Famers that Joe Montana built his career off of. Troy Aikman built his career off. Tons of Hall of Famers. I only say this to say is that most of these quarterbacks that we rank in the upper echelon, they pretty much all had talent around them. And they don't get knocked. Not to say that they aren't great. I'm just saying their greatness doesn't get knocked for the talent that's around him. And I gave you Joe Montana because Joe Montana was a lower draft pick than Jalen Hurts, had less physical attributes than Jalen Hurts had, meaning from a arm strength, athletic ability, and everything else. As a matter of fact, Joe Montana had an offense built around him, West Coast, that was designed to get the ball out of his hands quick and let his athletes, his receivers, do the work because the arm strength wasn't great. Couldn't throw the ball down the field deep. It was a timing offense, and he also had the great Bill Walsh. You too young to remember how Montana was thought of before Tom Brady. You know, Spike.
Sure. I mean, he was the guy.
Joe Montana
the greatest
was the
of all
goat.
Time.
That's
well,
the greatest
yeah.
quarterback of all time.
That's why, and we're living it right now, and we're in the beginning of it, so we're a long way away from this. But I think eventually when Jalen retires – and we look back at his career, it will age way better than it looks right now.
Because the I other mean, he'll thing be appreciated is,
depending
more
on,
later.
On how the rest of it goes.
Yeah, although he already has a decent shot of getting in the Hall of Fame currently.
Because he got the hardest part done
he
already.
If you look at quarterbacks that win Super Bowls, they get in. If he gets two, it's game over.
He's already
in.
Been to two.
Correct.
Yeah.
But I think right now when we debate Jalen, we overlook the rushing part of his game. When he retires, and who knows, the game could go a bunch of different ways, but there's a shot he retires as one of the best rushing quarterbacks of all time, statistically.
Well, definitely will have the touchdown record.
Yeah, as long as the tush push is in there.
You'll have that.
So when
team
in,
touchdown.
In 20, yeah, but right now that's how it's looked at, but in 20 years when we look back at Jalen, I think it'll be, look at all the wins, look at all the rushing stats, and look at the Super Bowl.
As long as he keeps playing well. As long as he keeps playing well.
Agreed.
215.
He's on a Hall of Fame track.
215-592-9494.
You agree.
Gary in Vineland, you're on WIP.
Yeah, did you see a Brady? I guess it's like an allergy in the family. As soon as he hit that warning track, it was like it was lava last night.
You think he's talking to Fritz?
Yeah. Yeah. Unbelievable. That's my fault.
Jack's back there just talking Philly. Yeah. All the callers. Yeah.
He's got his own talk,
two different shows.
His own talk show going on back there.
Yeah. Fritz at
three.
Yeah. Before I go back to
be
the phone,
honest with you.
Yeah, I'll stay away from that for now. Let me ask you. So we did Quarter Century Week last week.
We did. It was fun.
And I saw your top five.
Yes.
And number one, I believe, was Brian Dawkins. Or number one was Allen Iverson.
I honestly did not put them
You didn't rank them. You just put five
guys.
Yeah,
it might have been the order I would put it in, but okay. I more just picked my five.
So two of your top five athletes of the last 25 years were Brian Dawkins and Allen Iverson.
Yes.
Now, when you were doing your top 11, you put Quinion Mitchell ahead of Zach Wheeler because he won the Super Bowl.
Correct.
And winning is very important to you.
It is.
Though two of the top five athletes in the last 25 years in Philadelphia did not win at the top level.
They so did Allen not win Iverson, a championship.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what we're talking about here.
Right, well, you don't have to talk about it.
Games. Yes. No.
Yeah.
Zach Wheeler. Oh, by the way, Joel Embiid was also in your top five.
Oh, and by the way, I have a Zach Wheeler.
Joel Embiid was also in your top five.
Yes.
So three of the top five athletes of the last 25 years in Philadelphia,
yeah.
When there is Chase Utley and Jimmy Rollins and Ryan Howard and Cole Hamels, everybody on the 2017 Eagles, everybody on the 2024 Eagles, of all won championships, and you, who based your top 11 list essentially on who's won a championship and who hasn't, how are Brian Dawkins, Allen Iverson, and Joel Embiid on that list?
So for this list, I took Hall of Fame into consideration more. Brian Dawkins and Allen Iverson are in the Hall of Fame. No one on the 08 Phillies might get into the Hall of Fame. I almost had Ryan Howard on there. I took him off at the last second for Joel, just because I think Joel is probably the most talented athlete we've had in the past 25 years. You can certainly debate it.
Well, you could say all this stuff, but
he's about the winning.
But
part
you, I get the winning
you,
part. Yeah.
But you told me all you said this on this show.
I did.
About the importance of winning a champion. He won the Super Bowl. That's all I need
so
to
crazy.
Say. Jalen yeah. Hurts is the number two quarterback in all of football.
He is.
Because he won the Super Bowl last yes. year. So how are three of the five with so many dominant players? Fletcher Cox yep. won a Super Bowl. Dominant player. Probably a Hall of Famer.
Probably, yeah.
Jason Kelce, is he on your list, I believe?
He was not in my top five.
Okay.
He was Eagles, though.
Yeah, but he's not on your top five.
He's not.
He is a Hall of Famer, probably first ballot,
yeah, yep.
One of the best centers of all time, right?
Now, Dawkins is already in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but that's
yeah.
fine. But
right.
but all these players who
they
are not in your top
titles.
Five,
no.
yeah.
who are titles and will be Hall of Famers, it's just weird that your favorite, Allen Iverson, and Brian Dawkins, who no one's ever allowed to say anything bad about.
Damn right.
Like, it just seems like it was pandering.
No,
little.
I don't think. So, first of all, you won everything. Thing to be under a blanket rule.
Well,
I think
but that's
you
what
to,
you did.
No,
that's
no, no.
what you did
I
in the top 11. Quinion Mitchell won the Super Bowl.
I'm able to look at different things.
Quinion Mitchell won the Super Bowl.
If it was as easy as ranking by championships, then that's what
well,
I would
that's
do.
But that's what you did. Quinion Mitchell won the Super Bowl.
First of all, the Zach Wheeler thing with you is crazy.
It's not crazy.
I was on vacation 2 weeks ago, and I opened Twitter, and I saw everyone melting down about Zach Wheeler having this awesome start. I thought he had like a no-hitter, a perfect game. He had a great start and a random game in the middle of the season, and everyone's like
well,
going
you,
crazy.
The
on
guy
Twitter.
That you
like
go crazy about.
Thing.
Hold on, the guy
like
you go crazy about.
Thing.
Well, maybe.
And then I say Quinion won the
maybe.
Super Bowl, and it's like whoa.
Well, no.
Every
well,
time Zach Wheeler pitches well
minute,
now, it's
hold
like,
on. You wet yourself every time Jalen Hurts throws 16 times and doesn't throw an interception in the week 9 in the regular season.
Yes.
Meanwhile, Zach Wheeler goes out, throws 7-inning shutout, and strikes
oh my
out
God,
10.
The first time ever. Like you,
I know.
I opened Twitter. I texted James. I'm like, did he throw a no-hitter? Like,
why
what's
don't
going
you,
on here?
Why don't you defend the fact that three of the top five...
I'm about
five,
to defend it.
Okay.
I told you. Because, so first of all...
They
I
didn't
guys,
win the Super Bowl.
I know.
Allen Iverson didn't win the Super Bowl.
Correct.
Neither did Brian Dawkins,
NFL.
Neither
Agreed.
Did Joel Embiid.
Agreed.
Okay.
So
neither did Ike.
Yeah, neither did I.
You did in our heart, though. But first of all, yeah. I heard you talking about this a little bit yesterday,
uh-huh.
and I do think the Dawkins thing is interesting. Like, when I was making my list... There was part of me that was thinking maybe Dawkins, who has always been first down, maybe his status is shaking a little bit.
No, it's not.
Okay. I thought it.
The
I put
greatest
him on
Eagle of the last 25, 30 years.
I agree with you. I put him on the list.
Yeah.
But like I said, for this list, I consider Hall of Fames. And again, I view the 2000 to 2004 Eagles differently than most people. I don't view them as they didn't win it. They went to 4 championship games. It's arguably the best stretch in Eagles history.
This is pandering.
I've always
Damn
said
right.
this.
You can't
this
even
is,
name players still... in the Eagles defense.
Yeah,
from
yeah
that,
I can't
time.
Name them. Right, exactly. But it's just true. So you're right. Dawkins didn't win a Super Bowl. But it's not like he was on teams, you know, that were average for 4
well,
years.
Well, I'm sorry. Have the Phillies of the last 3 years been average?
No, I wouldn't say they've been
okay, but
passers.
You punished them in the top 11 because they didn't win a World
Correct.
Series. Okay,
because currently we're talking
and
about Joel current
and Joel Embiid's
25
teams.
Years.
Joel Embiid's teams have never beaten a good team in the playoffs. Not
I agree
one
with that.
Time.
I
so,
agree with that.
So that's not Dawkins.
Right, but again, I'm not. When I make a list, you want me to just sit down every list and have the exact.
Who
same...
Who has a better chance of getting in the Hall of Fame, Jason Kelce or Joel Embiid?
I think they are both going to get in.
But who has a better chance?
Joel. Answer,
no, it's Kelce.
Joel is getting in. So is Kelce. They are both getting in. But so I think their chances are actually even because they're both 100. But Joel is 1,000% getting in the Hall of Fame. Well, Kelce is almost definitely going to get in. Like, he will.
Okay. And one won a championship and one didn't.
Correct, but again, you have to look at this in a more nuanced way.
Yeah,
than
your whole thing, but your whole thing's win.
He won the Super Bowl.
Jalen Hurts won the Super Bowl. Exception to the rule.
Jalen
was on my list.
Yeah, he won the Super Bowl because he won the Super Bowl. Even though he does not have the resume of these other players who won the Super Bowl.
Well, his resume actually
it's not as good as Kelce's.
Maybe.
Well, no, it's not. One is a Hall of Famer.
So,
and one's
first
not.
Of all, he has two rings. Kelce has one. He has a Super Bowl MVP. He
No. Jalen does not have two rings.
Sorry. My mistake.
I know you're already
counting.
But the point I'm making is Jalen's resume in 3 years is already extremely impressive. And because this city has not won a lot of championships, his resume stacks up really well.
Okay.
It
like
does.
All the other players that should be on that list instead of Dawkins. So and Iverson and Embiid. I didn't give my five.
Okay, well, that's an easy, nice way to go.
Well,
about
no,
it.
I mean,
I gave
I'm
my
talking.
Five. It was seven of them.
Yeah.
Well, I will say it was really, really hard to come up with five.
Mm-hmm.
Seven of them. On
well,
my
especially
not for the Sixers.
You need to be able to pander and make everybody mad in the same list. So
I don't see what's pandering on that list.
Well, you got to get your reputation back, bro.
Dawkins and Iverson are pandering.
I don't think Dawkins and Iverson are pandering.
Sure, it is.
Did
sure
anybody
is.
Not have
you
them in the
are,
top two?
You are a championship guy.
I am.
And for you to put two guys as the when there are so many players.
Because there's exceptions.
Chase Utley,
there's exceptions
Jimmy
to everything.
Rollins, Ryan Howard, Cole Hamels, championship. Jason Kelce, championship. Lane Johnson, championship.
Right.
Fletcher Cox, championship.
Correct.
So, like, there are plenty of championship players who are Hall of Fame players.
Well, Lane Johnson's a Hall of Famer,
yes.
Right?
I agree. Yeah. Lane was almost on my list.
Almost.
But Dawkins Two and times. Iverson almost. Are exceptions to the rules. I don't know what you want me to say.
Well, they
I agree
true.
With you.
Can you imagine if
you.
I didn't put they Iverson and Dawkins, then it would be, why are you not putting them? So
but I think AI is the biggest athlete in this town.
Yeah, AI is number one.
At least you would have a coherent moral code. Which
I do have
not.
A coherent, but
you don't have a coherent moral code.
You want everything to
you
be
don't.
By the exact same rule. That's not how life works.
That's
not how lists
that
work.
That is a I have a coherent moral code. You
right.
do not.
I'm able to look at things in multiple
I want
that
ways. On a t-shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to make if yeah. you want
to
make
I'm
excuses
able to,
for yourself,
to look at everything and think about that exact instance.
That's why you're able to say that Jalen like doesn't get pulled up by his teammates, but also. So when the teammates aren't there and he doesn't play well,
I
that has nothing.
I just said he gets pulled up by his teammates.
Yep, yep.
And this is, don't want to hear it.
And this is why the lie detector couldn't figure you
exactly,
out.
Exactly, yes. Because I take everything case by case.
Because you don't have a coherent moral
no,
code.
No, because I think of everything deeply and the lie detector
no,
couldn't
there's
handle
no deep
that.
Thinking.
Well, there clearly is.
I took
every
a needle in the
I make
ass.
Off, so obviously.
215-592-9494. You know who has a coherent moral
like ben
code?
Ben Simmons, by the way.
Shut up for a second.
Clearly in the top five.
No. John Ashdale, the Cars are, has a coherent moral code. And his moral code has told him that a Colonial Hyundai, they are going to put together with Hyundai the Colonial Hyundai Fest. That's right. No Elliot at Colonial Hyundai Fest. That's the first good part. The second good part is you're getting 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. The third good part is that there's tons of brand new Hyundais there. Over 300 on the lot. You want a Santa Fe, it's there. Tucson, it's there. An Elantra, it's there. An Ioniq, it's there. It's up to 10 grand, saving 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. And when you drive in there and drive out with the new Hyundai, their goal is for no increase in your monthly payment. They're going to do that by giving you a discount on the car, the 20%. Low financing, as low as 0%. $6,500 for your trade, guaranteed, no matter what condition it's in. And then you're going to leave with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai Fest, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai.
Are you ready to admit Ben Simmons' times has aged well?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. It hasn't. Yeah.
I don't know if that's true anymore.
He prevented, no. Like, he is the worst draft pick in the history of the Philadelphia 76ers. He prevented the way that he played prevented the Sixers from winning a championship. The 4 years they spent.
He doesn't get credit for that.
The 4 years they spent trying to convince themselves that a point guard who can't shoot, who refuses to get fouled, who won't get better, all of those things. I understand why they did it. I get it. But that time, the time when Joel Embiid had these opportunities, was wasted because of him. He did all these things that got him All-Star games and all defense, second team all defense. By the way, his defense was overrated. If he didn't have Joel Embiid standing behind him, he wouldn't have been able to be as aggressive as he was on defense. A fine defensive player.
Doc Rivers made me hate Ben Simmons more than anything.
I just think the Sixers, now that the Embiid era is more than likely over or ending, I think that the best teams they had probably had Ben on them.
But what did those teams ultimately
accomplish? No teams won anything.
You mean most talented is what you're saying?
Yeah, longest stretch of being legit title contenders. I would say the team with Harden when they lost to the Celtics might be up there.
Yeah.
I agree with everything you said about Ben as a player. But when you're talking about the best Sixers of the past 25 years, he clearly is on that list.
No. I mean, it's a tough list,
It's
truthfully.
Hard. Yeah.
But like a guy who tanked the organization.
Yeah.
Like on his way out. I
feel you.
Yeah.
Do you think he was right about the organization though?
No.
Just thinking out loud here.
No.
What did he say?
They pandered to him.
Yeah, exactly.
They pandered to him.
Remember they were taking his side over Joel. Yeah. With the damn collar guy.
Oh, Colangelo.
Yes. Yeah. Him and his whole nonsense.
The Sixers thing, like, Ben was part of the bad stuff.
For sure. Yes.
You know, it's just like Joel. And Joel has been part of the bad stuff, too. So I think it all feeds upon itself. 215-592-9494. Gary and Vineland, going to try again. You're on WIP.
Does Baz Zatino make the top 25?
Who?
that was the wife.
Barbara Bettina. Bettina.
Babs.
Babs. Yeah.
Barb.
Yeah.
So what about what Cam Newton was saying? What about a guy like John Elway, who until he got Terrell Davis, he didn't look that good?
I agree. Well, no, he got the three Super Bowls.
Yeah, I mean, he looked pretty good prior to that.
But what were their scores like in those Super Bowls? They lost by like...
Oh, no, they were all blowouts, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, John Elway was praised more for taking a team that wasn't littered with talent and getting them to the Super Bowl. Those Denver teams weren't.
And a lot of
they
clutch
great
moments.
Teams. Yes.
A lot
he had the drive. He had the drive in Cleveland. Like, he had a. You know, Elway had some great moments before he got to the Super Bowl. He just never could get over that hump in the Super Bowl.
And I agree with you. Like, I think there's a little bit of jealousy with Cam.
I'm sure there is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure there
now
is.
Now, because there's been another time. Well, Cam had something else with Jalen, right? Didn't he?
So wasn't there a time where he did say he was a top 10? I saw some
was
of this
it?
On Twitter that around the Super Bowl, he was very complimentary.
Did Jalen go on his show?
Yes, they did an interview together.
No, Cam, not on his show for what it's worth. Cam Newton interviewed Jalen for a Fox program.
Got
or something.
You. Okay. I got you. I knew they had sat down.
Yeah, they sat down
point.
In the facility.
Yeah.
Hey, Gary, for next question today, 4 tickets, the Eagles public practice, August 10th, 6 p.m., Lincoln Financial Field. Give us somebody who's known only by one name.
My favorite one, and maybe you only know this guy, Lee.
Lee? At Hop Sing Laundromat, Lee?
No, Flea.
Oh, Flea.
Oh, Flea.
Oh, Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, you're not a Chili Peppers
man. No, I'm not a Chili Peppers man.
I was talking to Spike.
Well, he says that as he rolls his eyes as he flew across the world to go see a band that was famous at the exact same time.
It was a musical moment of the year.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
It wasn't. Other than maybe Coldplay now.
Coldplay.
And Ozzy's last concert.
And Ozzy's last concert.
Yeah, it's way bigger than that.
It's, okay. Set that one out.
Yeah, on today.
It just is.
I saw
the coverage.
Name 4 Oasis songs.
I can name 4 Oasis songs.
Do it.
Wonderwall.
Okay.
Champagne Supernova.
Uh huh.
Stand By Me. Right. And Rock and Roll Star.
Okay. All right.
Now, to be fair to you guys, I could not have done that prior to going.
Okay. All right. There we go.
Honest.
All right. As long as we're all being fair.
I went with my wife.
Real quick.
Should have held on to that one.
I got to be honest.
I know you don't.
Well, true.
Yeah. So
my morals are being called into question over.
So, well, yeah, what was that called again?
I have a coherent moral code.
Yeah, yeah.
Trust me, it's not the first time I've said it.
I know it flowed so easily. I'm like, what?
It's a good t-shirt.
I usually use it when I am arguing privately about politics, but I had to break it out here. So what do you think the most interesting things at camp, like the things that will determine the season outside of the Jalen's and the AJ's of that, what are you looking forward to? What are the battles you're going to have your eyes on?
I think we're talking about things that could impact the season. I think it's cornerback and safety. If we're talking about just what I'm interested in, I'm very interested in Jahad Campbell and seeing how he's used. I think there's too much being made of his injury. I think he will be out there week one. I think he will play week one. And I think he'll be out there on the practice field tomorrow.
Now, do you have information that you think
I feel confident about that.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, didn't say that, dude. Don't just be throwing stuff out, because my next thing is like, what the hell are you talking
about? Well, Eagles Insider of the Year.
The defense begins.
Yeah. There it is.
So I feel good about that.
Do you want to say sources? League sources?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, all right.
But I'm just excited to see how they use them. So that, but then from a how the team will win, I think we're not, like, the second safety spot's a big deal. Reed Blankenship's a nice player, probably more than a nice player, but he can't be your best safety if you have an elite unit. So I think they're going to try Makuba there. I don't think Sidney Brown's a lock to be here. I could picture
them. You mean like make the team?
No, I don't think they'll cut him, but I could picture a world where they traded Sidney.
Why?
Because I don't know if Fangio likes him that much. He's had chances to put him on the field. He hasn't done it. Makuba's already competing with him, and he's a rookie. I think Fangio had a lot to do with drafting Makuba.
That's all fine and dandy, but you don't get rid of him. First of all, you just got rid of CJGJ. You don't get rid of another young safety. Like, this team isn't littered with safeties. What has Makuba done?
I agree with you on this. I'm just saying what I think could happen with them. The safety spot is my biggest concern on the roster. I feel better about Kelee Ringo than I do any of their safeties beside Reed.
Oh, don't worry about the safety spot.
You don't think it's a big deal?
No, I don't think it's a big deal.
Okay.
Because here's why. The safeties aren't necessarily highlighted in this defense. So you don't necessarily need the safeties to perform at this level in order for the defense to have the impact that it had last year. And that's why you can take a chance on a rookie safety being out there who hasn't played in the NFL, and by the way, who's only played safety 1 year. As much as everybody likes Drew Makuba, I'm not down on him, but he was a nickel corner before he went to Texas and got moved to the safety position. He didn't have an interception, I believe, before he went to Texas last year. So he's still new to the position in itself, and he's not the biggest guy. He's not the biggest guy.
No, I agree.
What do you think of Seen, Lewis Seen? I sort of
so I like Lewis Seen, but he's not played in 2 years. He was a first round pick.
Yeah.
They had him with the fourth string. So I like the intent, like the makeup of him as a draft prospect, but it doesn't seem like it's translating to the NFL.
I got my basket. I got my eggs with the Crash. That's Sidney. Yes.
Yeah. It's just weird that they had Seen on the roster last year.
Yeah, and they held him. Now, I think he can be a great special teams player, which could have been part of it.
Okay.
And I think Sidney Brown would be an outstanding
player. Sidney's their best special
teams. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that could be why they
That's what I'm saying. That's why he's not going anywhere.
All right, Elliot. Maybe. Well, we are excited for the reports. And this is the one time I'll allow people to
Jahad
do it.
Campbell.
You can follow Elliot on Twitter.
Name him.
On Instagram.
TikTok.
Why are you on TikTok?
I'm trying to get with the times.
Oh, can you eat food in your car? Those are my favorite TikTok videos.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah. I'll do the training camp stats as I eat in the car.
It.
All right. Threads?
I'm on Threads. You
All
name
right.
it, I'm on it.
The Go Birds podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, comes out every single day. Thank you, Elliot.
Love you, E.
Pods after every single practice, too.
Pods after every practice. Wow.
Yeah, so
I love it. Great job, Elliot. Thanks for coming back in. The High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.